Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Hepler, Matt Snyder, Custer State Park. Just run through our buffalo auction we had in October here this morning. What Rachel just handed out was a sell catalog that we put together for this year. Kobe Stahl, our marketing visitor service program manager, put that together again for us this year. He does a nice job with that. But its number should be number 21 in your book. It's kind of the summary of the sell this year. We sold 437 animals compared to 328 last year. You'll see that across the board, everything was down this year. Roughly 34% we were down. When you look at the number of bidders in that we had, we were fairly comparable to 2018. And, you know, the online bidders is still holding strong. We do a video auction, so everybody comes into the visitor center now, and the animals are shown on the big screen. It's a lot more comfortable for everybody. We still fill the visitor center. We still have over 100 people show up for this auction. But like you can see, there's only about 50 of them that typically are registered bidders that come and bid. And then when you can see our animal diversity there, I mean, we're still sending animals across the United States here. I mean, every year that changes a little bit where they're going. But when I said, you know, things were down this year, what we learned and going into the auction, we knew the market was soft this year. And what we learned as we keep going through is a lot of the feeders, producers out there were still holding on to their animals this fall because they had contracts, but the slaughterhouses basically weren't buying. There was a surplus of meat right now, so they weren't buying. So that basically is a domino effect on our sell then when people coming in and they're not, you know, some of those big producers weren't looking to fill their lots back up either. So it's just kind of that cyclical process we've seen. Nothing that we're alarmed at. We didn't even come close to early 2000s when we were selling buffalo for $50. I mean, so still feel pretty good about how we turned out given the market. And as with any market, it goes up and down. So overwinter this year, we're planning on overwintering 1,000 head. We typically have done anywhere from 900 to 950. We've grown that a little bit because working with our range ecologists at the park, as well as with NRCS, after the Legion Lake fire, what we're realizing is we're not utilizing our grass as much as we could be. And if we overutilize some of those areas, it actually would compete out the brome grass to let some of those natives come back in heavier for us as well. So that's why, as of right now, we have the forage to support a herd of 1,000 over winter. And so that's kind of the goal we're looking at right now and see how that pans out for us. We're still on average calving out about 400 calves a year. And you know, all the animals that were tested in that this year were all very healthy. High quality animals went to the sell again, which Custer State Park is kind of known for. But just with the amount of forage in that, you know, had some good heavy weights and things were positive from that standpoint. So answer any questions somebody might have.
Mr. Chairman. Phillips.
Thank you. Could you give us a little comparison? Has it been extremely more successful at the visitor center than at the corrals? Going to continue that, I'm sure. And what have you heard from people?
You know, the feedback we've gotten from people has been very positive, that they can come in, they can see the animals, just the way it's been going to. On average, since we started at the visitor center, we're probably an hour and a half to 2 hours is what the sale takes, rather than waiting around all day. I mean, it used to take anywhere from 6 to 8 hours when we were doing it live down at the corrals. So some of the producers, what they like is the way we do the lots. So if we got a lot of 20 animals and they want all 20, they're gone, you know, to the highest bidder. Where in the past, they were broke out in smaller lots, they were ran through. And plus, it's a lot less stress on the animal. Now we go down their pen, we take video of them prior to the sell ever happening. They're not run through a sell arena or anything like that. There's less stress. And actually, it takes less staff the day of the sale to carry it off. So from everything we've been hearing from our producers in that, it's kind of been a win-win. We've seeing more and more people online, doing the online as well, to where they're not even showing up. They're just, you know, sitting at home and watching it on the computer. So it's been positive from our take.
Thank you for that. I guess one other question was, was the donkey market solid?
We had one jack that we tried to sell this year that did not sell at the auction. It's out for sealed bid right now. And people ask, why are you getting rid of a donkey? Well, the size of our population of donkeys, you can only have one jack, and we don't need two. So so he will go to a good home here shortly.
Thank you.
Do you want him, Scott?
You know, I talked about it, but we decided not to.
We delivered it for free.
We're good on that.
So.
Commissioner Sharp.
Mr. Sharp here. Just out of curiosity, what are your thoughts on why would the two-year-old bred heifers be the one that takes the biggest price hit versus the others? It would seem that would be still the most valuable.
Right. And honestly, Commissioner Sharp, I don't have a good answer for that other than it all depends on who shows up the day of the market or the day of the auction and what are they looking for. You know, right now, a lot of those guys that were looking to grow herds aren't growing herds right now because they can't get rid of the animals they have as far as for their feedlots and that. So I think that's part of it, you know, is that just if they can get them low enough, they'll take them low enough. But if they're going to go high, you know, they don't need them that bad. So it was just kind of an opportunity for some of those producers to maybe get in at a lower price this year than what we've seen in past years. So.
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, what made up the bulk of the increase? Bred cows, young cows that weren't bred, or?
The increase as far as?
The number you kept to winter over more than normal.
You know, it's a combination every year, but I want to say that we've kept back more of our bred heifers. Every year we only keep back, I want to say it's 15 of our breeding bulls. I mean, we always go through that process. So there's a lot more of our bred heifers that we kept back this year that I recall. A lot of our open cows that are open, if they're younger, we'll hang on to them. If they're older and say they were open a year ago as well, those are ones that we're letting go to the auction. So.
Other questions, comments? Nope. Thank you.
Okay.
So we go to repair maintenance update.
And I'll have Josh Schmaltz join me and Ryan.